producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Their Black Friday sale is still going on today, Cyber Monday. This is the last day. I know the pre-order sold out, so... This is the time, if you've been on the fence, this is the time to go and save up to $276 on a very excellent pistol. I have been carrying it since I got it, and and I've shot it, and it is superb. Go check them out at lionheartindustries.com. When it comes to home defense options, I try to make it all hands on deck. I have a variety of weapons, although I have one weapon right now that may have been recalled. I have a Remington 887 shotgun that they're saying now, if you rack a round into the slide, you may get a slam fire out of it. So right now it's unloaded. I don't like unsafe weapons. I've got to check into that by serial number. But when it comes to home defense... If and when you find yourself in that predicament, first of all, you got to have a plan, and the plan has got to be to repel more than one. That's item number one. So looking at that and looking, when you're talking about stopping power, you know, in a lot of cases, that's not going to occur with a handgun. So you're going to have to go to something a little bigger. And one of the things that I keep very close at hand at all times is an AR-15 of some configuration. Now, if you decide to go that route, a couple of things you need to do is turn out all the lights and look around your house and see where the shadows fall. You need to look beyond the walls of your house. You need to look at the construction of your house. And you need to plan accordingly. You need to look at where you would be using this weapon. With me, I'd be coming out of the bedroom. I have cover on both sides. Not real cover. Actually, I have concealment on both sides. But from coming out of the bedroom, I observe both the garage door, the back door, and the front door. My house is not very deep. I reside in a single family home, so I don't need to worry about anybody, in an adjacent wall, although I do have neighbors. I do have neighbors on either side. But if you live on a ranch in Wyoming, your plan does not have to take into consideration the same thing that somebody at a high-rise in Nashville would have to take into consideration. You're looking primarily at something that can reach out and touch somebody at 100 yards. If you're in suburbia, though, it's going to be less than 100 yards. So that's the kind of stuff you need to take into account. Now, that 308 that I have, that very excellent Fulton Armory 308 M14, that is a little bit much. That's a little bit much. But if you have something in 5.56 or 223, there are selections of ammo out there that you can put with it, and it will do exactly what you need done to it. As far as the kind of reactions you're looking for if you have to use it inside the house. You can outfit this thing with a couple of things that will be advantageous to you, depending on where you're going to use it. If you're carrying it around in a vehicle, which I don't even know what the law is on that, but if you're carrying it around in a vehicle, do you want it heavy? Do you want it sturdy? Do you want it lightweight? Are you going to be firing from the top side of a boat, from a bedroom? One of the first things that I would add to it is some sort of a dot scope, red dot scope. And then a flashlight. But it doesn't have to stop there. There are other things that you can add to it. Like, you can add a laser sight to it if you want to. My problem with the laser sights today are most of the ones that are worth having are very cost prohibitive at that point. You know, when you... Like, I don't own a Trijicon, because a Trijicon costs as much as a gun in some cases. So I typically will go for either a holographic or a red dot sight, like a EOTech or a Aimpoint. And I go from there. That's going to give me fast target acquisition. And even with those, you got to make decisions. Are you going to want one that works better in low light, which would be red, or in brighter light, which would be green? Now, when you do that, that's going to add weight to the weapon. Yeah. And one of the things you have to do realistically is take into account how much time you're really going to have to employ. You can have enough stuff besides your bed to go to war, but are you going to have time to get into it? Now, what I have beside the bed, hanging beside the bed, is an AR-15 pistol with a SIGTAC brace. I've fashioned the sling to where it's just bound up in it, to where I can just grab it and snatch it. And I just turn on the optic and it's ready to roll. I don't even have backup sights on this thing. I've got it at the bare minimum, what I can bring up to bear, because I'm trying to keep the weight low. But you have to get into you have to look at things like ammo and everything. And you may want to have one magazine loaded up with this very high-dollar, frangible ammo for self-defense, because you don't want to over-penetrate. No matter how you feel about your neighbors, you don't want to over-penetrate and shoot them while they're asleep. But, I don't think enough is said about the AR-15 as far as a self-defense weapon, just because everybody thinks it's just too big. But there are configurations where you can get them shorter, of course. The AR-15 pistol, get it that way. Put the SIGTAC brace on them. You can build them relatively inexpensively, depending on what kind of product you want to use to put it together. You can buy uppers and lowers for it. Right now, especially, you can build one probably for $600. A couple of magazines. One really good budget red dot scope is the Spot Scope at Mounting Solutions Plus. It is a clone of one of the Aimpoint tube red dots, $160. Primary Arms makes a red dot for $90. So if money is the objective, or if money is the problem, there are ways to get around that without having the latest and the greatest. At the end of the day, it's just going to be based on how well it shoots and how fast you can bring it up and how well it's going to perform. And you can make all that happen relatively inexpensively. But look at that, if you would. I've been, one is in my ISIS welcome wagon bag all the time because it would be versatile. 7.5-inch barrel. Pretty small, pretty easy to maneuver. With that SIGTAC brace, it shoots fine. In low light, it does look like a mini explosion going off. I do have to say that. But just something for your consideration. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. The Black Friday sale is still going on. It's Cyber Monday. And those deep discounts are still available. If you're going to get in on that, this is the day to do it. Go check them out at lionheartindustries.com. I'm looking at a picture that was taken in Mosul, Iraq, in 2005, and in this picture, a Sergeant Major, Command Sergeant Major Robert Prosser, is standing over a Iraqi insurgent that he shot four times and still had to fight hand-to-hand to subdue him. A lot of times after a self-defense shooting, when an aggressor dies, whether it's with a citizen or now with the police, we get asked the same question over and over again. He didn't have a weapon, so why was he shot in the chest and the head? He only had a bat or a knife or his fists. Why wasn't he shot in the shoulder or the arm? Why didn't they just shoot him in the arm or the leg? When you specifically discuss a shooting involving a uniformed law enforcement officer with his duty belt full of tools, then you're often going to hear, why didn't he use pepper sprays, nightstick, taser instead of a gun? Now, Command Sergeant Major Michael Yon is a former Green Beret who left the service after killing a much larger man in a bar fight in self-defense with a single punch. He then worked private security, including Michael Jackson's personal security detail. He's best known, however, as a combat journalist, and he witnessed many things when he was over there taking pictures of combat in Iraq. He witnessed an American officer and an insurgent both take multiple serious hits and keep fighting as Jan kept snapping pictures. His ensuing article, Gates of Fire, was one of his most widely read articles. And he went on to spend a lot of time embedded in combat units in Iraq and Afghanistan, more so than any other journalist in either war. He's seen a lot of fightings. But here's his thoughts on shooting to wound. When Ferguson asks, why did the officer not shoot Brown in the legs? Many people are innocently asking this question. The answer could go on for pages, but to be succinct, a couple handfuls of reasons. Number one, this ain't the movies, his words. Number two, most police do not fire their weapons much. Most are not great shots. Number three, he would have had to have been an incredible shot to be crazy enough to fire wounding shots. Number four, nearly all firefights are stress shoots. The other guy is moving, heart is beating fast, often out of breath. The officer in Ferguson had just been punched in the face and had been in a wrestling match for his pistol, according to him. Number five, bullets that miss can hit someone else. Number six, you are always low on ammo, and you do not want to waste a single round. Number seven, time spent reloading is dangerous. Number eight, I've seen many people shot who kept fighting, shot with weapons far more powerful than any officer's pistol. Many police and combat troops have seen this and will verify. Number nine, police and soldiers never train to shoot to wound. All combat shots are center mass of any part of the target that they can see. If they see only a foot, they shoot the foot. If you see a chest, aim for the middle. This is the way troops and police train. If the officer is pointing his pistol at someone, he is one click away from going lethal. There is no in-between. Number 10, once again, this ain't the movies. During the firefight at a link that he was photographing, when two people were shot a total of seven times, two men shot seven times, U.S. soldier three times, Al-Qaeda four times with an M4 point blank. After the U.S. soldier was hit three times in front of me, he continued to fight as well. He was hit badly at nearly point blank. The Al-Qaeda terrorist was hit four times. He was still standing trying to shoot. One shot took off part of his reproductive system, and then he got tackled by a U.S. soldier, and despite being hit four times, he then engaged in an aggressive hand-to-hand combat encounter. Again, this ain't the movies. I don't know why he keeps wanting to use the word ain't. He's supposed to be a journalist. We don't shoot to wound. If you're facing an armed aggressor, if you're facing a hopped-up aggressor, if you're facing somebody on some drug, if he's enhanced some way, if he's just in a murderous rage, we shoot to stop the threat. The best way to stop the threat is to put bullets in the largest part of the body, which is typically the upper torso. If that fails to stop the threat, you then rely on your failure drill training and you move to the head. And if that fails, the pelvis. You work the problem by moving your shots from the torso to the head to the pelvis. Killing isn't the goal. It may be the result, but it is not the goal. It is often a side effect of an aggressor who refuses to comply with lawful commands and who continues to demand ballistic attention. Long story short, if you don't want to be shot, you shouldn't be attacking other human beings, especially those who may be armed. You do not shoot to wound. You shoot to stop. You're put into a position you don't want to be in the first place. If you're just walking, you know, more often than not, and, you know, I'm not ashamed to admit this. If I'm out and about, my primary goal is to find a good latte. That's it. A good latte. Maybe some, I like to take pictures of architecture. Maybe some of that. If I'm out doing that and you attack me for whatever reason, I'm not going to be thinking, well, you know, it's this time of year. Most people are driven to things because of poverty, because of this, because of that, because of the other. Lots of poor people don't attack anybody. There is no rationalization at that point. You're going to make me spill my latte. I'm going to drop my camera because I'm going to be going to the gun. Because I can get another latte. I can repair my camera or buy another, but I can't repair me if you kill me, and you're not going to get to. I will be shooting to stop the threat. I will be characterized as a mad dog. As a mad dog, because I until he stops, if he's still coming, I will be pulling the trigger. You do not shoot to wound. You shoot to stop. And if you want to say, well, we could start out with the pelvis anyway, that's how a lot of soldiers die, because that's the femoral artery is right there. And, you know, it's a lot of people die from pelvic shots, but it does limit their mobility, especially if you shatter something like a hip. But then again, you're using a handgun. But long story short, if you don't want to get shot, don't attack other human beings. If you're one of the human beings being attacked and you're armed, shoot to stop the threat. We will be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. You've been hearing about it for quite some time. It is still on right now, Cyber Monday, all day today. Get in on it if that's something that you believe me. I don't like double action pistols. I like this double action pistol. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. In Ferguson, Missouri, up to about this point, you know, there's been a lot of businesses burned down to the ground. And, overall, it's been horrific. But it could have been far worse, except for two groups of armed citizens that also descended upon Ferguson, Missouri, with the sole purpose of protecting area lives and businesses. And they were not concerned that it might put their own life at risk. One of them, of course, is the Oath Keepers. That's a group of about 35,000 law enforcement officers, military veterans, and first responders who have pledged to uphold their oath and to uphold the Constitution. A number of them answered the call to protect life and liberty and property in Ferguson. Libertarian Stuart Rhodes said by telephone from Montana that the group he founded in 2009 to protect constitutional rights, including those of protesters, confronted by what he described as an overly militarized police. Rhodes, who is a Mexican-American, was quick to assure that the Oath Keepers are not anti-government. He said those pulling rooftop security in Ferguson are current or former government employees and first responders, many who have intense military, police, and EMS training. We thought they were going to do it right this time. But then when Monday rolled around and they didn't park the National Guard at these businesses, that's when we said we've got to do something. Historically, the government almost always fails to protect people. They're not going to say how many people are part of the effort or exactly where they are placed, but they seem to be mainly focused on a strip of South Florescent Road, two blocks north of the police station, that includes a Chinese restaurant, a dentist's office, bakery, and apartments. John Carriman of Joplin, Missouri, a state leader of Oath Keepers who teaches police tactics, said, "We were sick in our gut that we couldn't be there sooner. We are here to volunteer our time and make sure everybody stays safe." Another leader, who would only give his first name Sam, described himself as a weapons engineer from the St. Louis area who has done security contracting for the U.S. government. He said he was motivated to help after seeing a CNN story featuring extensive damage to Natalie's Cakes and More, which also helped generate thousands of dollars in donations for that small business. Over $100,000 was donated to Natalie DeBose. And the Oath Keepers contacted Natalie DeBose and told her he was going to secure her store and others, and she started crying. Natalie DeBose, by the way, is black. A black American. Affected by rabble-rousing. Oath Keepers boarded up a bunch of the storefronts and started night rotations on several rooftops. Sam said he vetted volunteers to ensure there weren't any racists or people with an axe to grind. He said he picked volunteers who have seen the elephant and are calm under fire. Fearing more arsonists, the Oath Keeper volunteers have buckets of water, fire extinguishers, and other non-lethal weapons on the rooftops. Some are also armed with rifles that aren't available at Walmart and Cabela's. Barrett, anyone? The other group of guardians in Ferguson didn't have to go as far to go. And he had even more resolve, or more reason to show resolve. A small group of Ferguson residents from the neighborhood formed an irregular militia to keep looters and rioters away from one of the few businesses that refused to board up their windows and close up shop. They felt the shop owner had always treated them with respect, and they intended to make sure that his business would stand. And they also triumphed. On Tuesday night, as police and soldiers took up positions in the parking lots of virtually every strip mall and big box store around it, the forecourt of the brightly lit gas station was busy with customers. One, a 6'8" man named Derek Jordan, stretched to his friends, pulled out an AR-15 rifle out from a pickup truck parked near the entrance. Jordan, 37, was one of four black American Ferguson residents who spent Tuesday night planted in front of the store, pistols tucked into their waistbands, waiting to ward off looters or catch shoplifters. Jordan and the others guarding the gas station are all black Americans. The station's owner is white. Ferguson has seen a stark demographic shift in recent decades, going from all white to almost all black. About two-thirds of the town's 21,000-strong population are black. By some accounts, the Brown shooting has heightened racial tensions in the city, but not at the gas station. Gas station owner Doug Murillo says, "We would have been burned to the ground many times over if it weren't for them." He got the station from his father. Murillo says he feels deep ties to Ferguson, and if the loyalty to some of his regular customers is any indication, the feeling is mutual. In Ferguson right now, you have agitators, and you have anarchists, and race baiters, and criminals, and that's just describing the staff of MSNBC. And they've attempted to make Ferguson about race. And with certain circles, they have been successful. But what you're not hearing is how good people of every background came together, exercised their Second Amendment right, as they attempted to protect as many of the good and decent people as they could. These two different groups of unorganized militia, one formally trained but loosely organized, the other tightly knit if untrained, had a common goal. And they came together to defend this community when government once again failed under crisis, which they will do that every time. They don't have the manpower. I've told you time and time again, that there are more good people than there are bad people. And they look, none of them look alike. None of them look alike. It's not what you see on television that is, you know, that's the facade. What you see on the ground is what's real. And, you know, here we have the failure of civility. Law enforcement is overwhelmed. And we, the people, had to rise up, and some felt the call. And they heeded the call, and they went there, and they provided security for the community. Here you have two very, very different groups with very, very different backgrounds. Common goal, common outcome. For once in recent memory, the founding fathers stopped flipping around in their graves. And a great many of them that were doing this are the ones that everybody says have a bias towards them. And who were they protecting? They were protecting a business of a Caucasian, because you know what? They got to know the guy. They liked the guy. They liked the way he treated them, so they treated him, and they treated him well. So when you see Farrakhan standing up and saying, we're going to tear this nation apart, when you have people like, you know, Sharpton out there. First of all, you know, Sharpton got booed out of Ferguson. That's not indicative of what's really happening. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-607-6984. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-607-6984. That's 1-800-607-6984. Call 1-800-607-6984.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Their Cyber Monday sale. It started out as a Black Friday sale, and I guess it was a Black Friday sale Saturday and Sunday, and now it's a Cyber Monday sale. But it ends today. Ends today. And this is the time to save a lot of money. If this is the kind of gun that you want to get, double action pistol is your thing, this is the place to go. This is the best double action pistol out there, in my opinion. I'm not a gun reviewer. I just know what I like to carry. And if it's going to be a double action pistol, it's going to be a Lionheart. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. So we've talked about, you know, why you don't shoot the wound. We've talked about a different choice for a home defense weapon or a weapon to carry around with you. And now we've talked about people that have put themselves in harm's way. What about the people that we never hear about? How do you quantify defensive gun use when one of the primary ways guns are used defensively does not involve a shot being fired? Now, if you look at survey information, you're going to get the idea that it happens anywhere from a few hundred thousand to a few million times per year in the United States, depending on who you're reading. With the internet, with the now superior dissemination of information methods, we become more aware of these events. Now, sometimes they are reported in local media. But in the vast majority of cases, there is no report to police. If there is a police report, there's no media coverage. If there's media coverage, it is strictly local. I pulled my gun twice in self-defense. Brought it up. Prepared not to wound. And I didn't have to pull the trigger. The media did not descend upon me. The police did not take a report on that one. Now, the internet has expanded the transmission of information by many orders of magnitude. So now we get to hear about a fraction of cases that are mostly never heard of. I read about the following case on opencarry.org. Not been able to find any media coverage of this event. From Leica JH, reporting at opencarry.org. I live out in the county. About a half mile from me, a bad guy tried a home invasion on Daniels Road. That happened just 30 minutes ago. Bad guy tried to bang the door open while the good guy's wife called the sheriff. Bad guy picked the wrong door. Good guy held the bad guy at gunpoint. Parentheses, God bless Texas, end parentheses. Until the deputies could transport him to jail. Turns out the bad guy was on a major parole violation from the state of Texas prison system and was considered armed and extremely dangerous. A very good ending of what might have been very bad. Look up the Otero family murders in Wichita, Kansas. I was a deputy sheriff there. At dark, as Susan, my daughter, can attest, I never answer my door unarmed. Sorry, Susan, about your former boyfriend. this location was listed as near Wichita Falls, Texas. The problem here is that a lot of people will tell you that self-defense never happens with a gun because they never read about it in a single case where it has happened. This is how ideological editorial decisions, on the few cases that reach an editor's desk, misshape people's understanding of the world. Add this to the natural tendency to pay attention to blood and violence while ignoring less dramatic defenses where no one is shot, and the false impression of the utility of firearms is created and furthered. This happens on the low estimate, it happens between 300,000 and 500,000 times a year, which is somewhere just north. I mean, if it happens 365,000 times a year, that means 1,000 times a day, doesn't it? Now, if you look at the CDC, who last year published a report that said up to 3 million defensive gun uses, well, then you just do the math. Just do the math. CDC is who they defer to. The CDC needs to do the study, you see. And without the study, well, then we're never going to know anything. So the CDC did a study. It didn't go along with the narrative. Thus, it does not exist. It didn't go along with the narrative. But it does happen. We know it happens. You know it happens. It doesn't get reported. And the news, especially the agenda-driven news, because they feel like, well, we control and shape the news, and we'll let them know what they need to know. Well, they think if you don't know about it, you're never going to ask about it. Except we do know about it. We do know about it. One of the victims of last week's Florida State University shooting is a concealed weapon permit holder. He's also a member of the Students for Concealed Carry. Another person who was there is a seasoned combat Army veteran who had a clear shot at the shooter during the incident. Because both of them are law-abiding, they were disarmed because they were within the FSU gun-free zone. The concealed carry holder himself, Nathan Scott, was shot in the leg. He didn't fall down. He limped around warning other people. But he could have done so much more had it not been for that university policy that stripped him of the tools that he needed to actually stop the shooter. Rightfully so, the Students for Concealed Carry at FSU credited the fast response time of local law enforcement personnel for having prevented even more injuries. But they unequivocally state that the shooter could have been brought down earlier with a change in state law. The group said in a statement posted to its Facebook page, "The events of last week in Tallahassee make it plainly clear that it is unacceptable for responsible students who have gone to training, had extensive background checks, had their fingerprints taken, are of legal age, and are licensed by the state to be prevented from carrying their self-defense weapons on campus." Enter John Thrasher. John Thrasher, and I've talked about him briefly, John Thrasher was a Florida State Senator, and he's now the president of Florida State University. And the group has, Shooters for Concealed Carry has asked him to reconsider his stance on campus carry, knowing what an uphill battle that is, because this was, he was the main opponent to Florida's campus carry bill in 2011. In 2011, he was a state senator, and during his tenure, he played a key role in defeating an NRA-sponsored bill that would have allowed anyone properly licensed to carry weapons on the campuses of post-secondary schools. The Tampa Bay Times reported, as a state senator 3 years ago, Thrasher was instrumental in blocking legislation that would have allowed guns on campus in some cases. He called it beyond personal. Florida is among 20 states that ban the carrying of a concealed weapon on a college campus, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. He had two guys there that could have stopped this. Two. And it's dumb luck that this shooter didn't kill anybody. Dumb luck. Once again. Had nothing to do with the law because the guy ignored the law. He was an alumni of the school. He had some sort of axe to grind for some reason. He attacked at a library. And, you know. One of the students shot has a concealed carry weapon or license in the state of Florida. All legal. All above board. He's gone through all of the indignity of obtaining the permit. And he's not allowed to carry the permit, and he could have stopped it. Thanks, John Thrasher. Let's flip into hour number two. Coming up from Sheath Underwear is going to be Robert Patton. We're going to talk about another youth on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.